This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
22 days out from the election, my friends. And of course, the Democrats are going to contest it. The inauguration is 100 days out. That's the real number to look at. As Pelosi says, under the 20th Amendment, they are intending to hold up the inauguration so that the president then does not get installed by the voters, but then the Democrat House will then vote on who becomes the president, and or they have other procedures where they can go to the states and have them vote and do it. It's going to be a fiasco of biblical proportions, and that's their plan. That's what they're pushing for, but let's get into it right now. I got up here about 2.5 hours ago. I'd already been getting prepared for a day and a half of this Sunday show. And I was going through the Gateway Pundit stack of articles. I haven't printed all the Gateway Pundit articles. And I just reeled back because I recognized the name. It's the main global envoy or the voice of the UN on the COVID-19 response. He's in line to be the head of the WHO next. And he came out and said, we got to end the lockdowns and end the COVID-19 responses. It's causing way more death than it's saving. This is insane. So you hear the record skip, you hear the car crash noise right there. It was the UN back in December of last year said, hey, vaccines are killing people. They're untested. We need to pause vaccines. The public doesn't believe in them. The doctors don't believe in them. But they said, but we're just giving them by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation told what to do. So even the UN, the global government system itself, is just a puppet. And what they say is God. When they say it, big tech says that's policy. That's the end of it. You're not allowed to go against that, even if you're a medical doctor. They say you don't need vitamin D, then you can't say as a medical doctor you need vitamin D. They say you don't need vitamin C, the FBI will SWAT team you. But now Fauci said you need to start, oh, wait, okay, we'll drop the charges. Fauci's God. So Fauci's God, Bill Gates is God, the UN's God. None of us have any rights. But now even the UN's head envoy for global COVID-19 response comes out, cover it next segment, and says, we've got to stop this. This is causing millions to die already. Hundreds of millions are going to die. Well, what do you think the plan is? But see, I don't want to judge this individual, but he's up at this high level. I looked at his pedigree. It's pretty globalist, obviously. But even some of these people get to a moment of truth and wake up finally. But regardless, the horse already left the barn. Cow's already left the barn. Genie's already out of the bottle. Train already left the station. And it's already going to be devastating, devastating to our economy. It's going to put millions of people out of work. It's going to bankrupt tens of millions in the Western world. But the third world, it's already a death sentence. Millions are already dead. And I want the left and the Democrats and Fauci and Gates to know, we know they're behind it. So they can be discredited and exposed for the progenitors of the Nazis. They're not sons of the Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. They're not Nazis. They're the eugenics global scientific control freak cult that the Nazis were just a spinoff of, but the Nazis wanted to make it based around Aryan white people. The globalists want to kill everybody. In fact, they don't like people that they see as elitist or high IQ. So it's even more aggressive than the Nazis, if that's possible. So truly sick, true elitism. We have this massive info. We're going to break it all down when we come back. And then the election, and then the ongoing COVID lockdowns, and then Keith Olbermann saying, arrest Trump as a terrorist, arrest all his supporters, destroy us, put us in gulags. I mean, you talk about a crazy. And you've got the New York Times calling for the UN to take over the U.S., more articles out on that. And you've got a left-wing Antifa security guards shooting an unarmed man to death in Denver at a demonstration at a Patriot prayer group. The media trying to cover that up. And those guys were going to kidnap the Michigan governor. It's now confirmed they're all Antifa and BLM. Not just a few of them. So they're a bunch of leftist, libtard terrorists. We'll be right back.
I knew. Black golden.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Set on record. They're going to challenge the whole thing. And so we are 100 days out. After Election Day will be 79 days out. The 79 days of hell. The attempts to break up this country and bring us down and put us under world government. It's all been announced. More articles in the Boston Globe, the LA Times, you name it, agreeing with the New York Times that the UN should come in and oversee our elections, that we should be put under world government. It's simply amazing to be living during this time. That's all coming up. Meanwhile, this is not a joke. The Major Mathematics Association of the United States says 2 plus 2 is racist. 2 plus 2 equals 4 is racist. And that mathematics is white and bad and is not real. So we've now officially, I'm not joking, entered 1984, where Winston's being tortured. And he says the ability to say 2 plus 2 equals 4 is freedom. And by the end of it, O'Brien tortures him so bad he believes it's whatever number O'Brien says. Math Association says math inherently carries human bias, citing critical race theory. Also, Ghislaine Maxwell, as we find out, attended anti-human trafficking summits. Well, of course she did. The head of the Amber Alert system that gives them the database was convicted of child trafficking and changed her name. I mean, who do you think these people are? They're in command. And there's no place you want to be when you're running this stuff better than in the position of tracking children and others that are missing. That's all coming up. And the left is so mad that Trump's got huge bust of child trafficking, child rape, child murder, snuff films. I've got a stack of news where they're just busting them all over the U.S., all over the world, and the desperate leftist media just gets more and more scared because their religion is pedophilia. They take over every major institution, not just the Catholic Church, not just Penn State, but we're learning everything. That's all coming up as well. And we also have a left-wing security guard charged with first-degree murder in Denver shooting a Trump supporter. The media tried to spin it. First, it was a right-winger killed somebody. Then they had to admit that it was an Antifa supporter who worked for local Channel 9 who'd bragged about how he was going to get right-wingers. And he executed a guy shooting him in the head at point-blank range. It's a very powerful report at band.video and infowars.com by John Baum, execution by liberal media in Denver. So it's not just Antifa or BLM that stalks Patriot prayer group meetings in Portland or in Denver. It's now Channel 9. They have a Black Lives Matter provocateur with a shirt saying Black Guns Matter, screaming and starting a fight over and over again with a security guard and with somebody else and trying to start a fight. And then finally, he runs off and the security guard shoots the white guy dead in the head. So that's all coming up. I don't even know if we should show these videos. We probably will. They're all up on Infowars.com. They're up on Newswars.com. But yes, later, parental discretion advised, we will show this on air. But there you go. This is what they've turned us into. Okay. Let me do this. Let me get to Keith Olbermann first and the climate the left's put out and then all the different media outlets calling for a coup against President Trump. And not just a coup, but his supporters need to be destroyed and need to be put in prisons as well. That censoring us off of the internet isn't enough. Now we need to be hunted down and we need to be killed. It's absolutely dangerous, and it just shows who these mental patients are, pretending to be soldiers, pretending to be propagandists for some authoritarian system, because they've never gotten in trouble for all of the crimes against the Republic that they have committed. But here is what Keith Olbermann had to say.
Trump can be and must be expunged. The hate he has triggered, the Pandora's box he has opened, they will not be so easily destroyed. So, let us brace ourselves. The task is twofold. The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it and to rebuild the world Trump has nearly destroyed by turning it over to a virus. Remember it. Even as we dream of a return to reality and safety and the country for which our forefathers died, that the fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage and then try to clean up what they left. Remember it, even though to remember it means remembering that the fight does not end November 3rd. But in many ways, we'll only begin that day.
So once they win the election, they think they're going to persecute us and put federal judges in prison and attack us because we're bad. This is what the universities have bred. Big money, big banks, the communist Chinese. They want authoritarianism. And the whole world is run by these big corporations now. They look at America and think, well, we've already own their debt. We already basically have control of their country. We control their media. So we can certainly now waltz in and have people say to them, we're going to arrest you. We're going to dominate you. We're going to destroy you. And that's just the way it is. But what's frustrating about that is, when you look at the left and the big corporations they work for, they're posing as if they're these underdogs. They're posing as if they're these little nobodies with no power. They've got the whole media behind them, the big banks behind them, all the big corporations behind them, all these foreign authoritarian governments, the communist Chinese, the EU, radical Islam behind them, all this power that doesn't like the fact that Americans still have a big middle class, or that America is one of the few countries where we can own guns and defend ourselves. And then meanwhile, all of the big tech companies, but particularly Apple and particularly Google, are getting components from slave camps with Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims in them. They keep them segregated. 3 million Muslims, 1 million Christians, 1 million Buddhists, they admit. They harvest their organs. They kill them for their religious beliefs. And the left sits there and celebrates it and thinks it's funny and thinks it's cute and then tells us how President Trump, who didn't want one-sided trade deals with the communist Chinese and who doesn't like the human rights abuses and who speaks out against it, that he's the bad guy. And they shake their fingers at us and tell us that we're Hitler. when it's Trump trying to end the global lockdown, and it's Trump trying to point out that COVID-19 is way overblown and kills less than the flu on average, and they're counting flu deaths and pneumonia deaths in the COVID column. That only super obese, super sick people are dying from this. And the idea that they can protect you from it is impossible. The left isn't the left. They're not liberals. They're just people that echo what these global corporate systems say. So there's the big headline up on Infowars.com. Global bombshell. UN says COVID restrictions and lockdowns are killing millions. Must stop. And I'll show you the evidence of that and the head UN envoy saying it when we come back. This is really a big deal. And National File did a story about this as well. This is breaking all over the place. World Bank, UN, Harvard, think tanks all warn COVID-19 lockdowns response leading to global starvation, food disruptions, 2 million already dead. Not even a million are dead from COVID worldwide, but 2 million dead from the lockdowns. And it's about the domino effect. When the third world collapses, they'll then flood us, and the UN will control the crisis they created. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I have extremely good news for all of you. But it's also very, very complex news. This is a window into the internal battles even going on inside the power structure right now between good and evil. It was the UN in December of last year that had a two-day emergency summit in an area of Europe where the United Nations likes to base a lot of its operations and where the WHO's headquarters is actually based, Geneva, Switzerland. And they had a two-day conference, and a few weeks later they released it. And then listeners made us aware of it in late December. We did a bunch of reports on it where the UN came out, the head of the WHO vaccine program, and said vaccines are actually harming people more than they're helping. We're not allowed to even really test them. We are simply told by big corporations what we are supposed to do. Well, that's now happened again, ladies and gentlemen. That's now happened again. And we have the head of the United Nations envoy from the global COVID-19 response coming out and saying to the world, ladies and gentlemen, that COVID-19 response is killing more people than it's saving, which is what it's designed to do. It's the UN that ran the response. It's the UN we're told is the boss. It's the WHO that's in control of all of this. So look at this National File article. It has links to the video. World Bank, UN, Harvard think tank warn COVID-19 lockdowns response leading to global starvation, food disruptions. And then it goes on from there. We have the live show feed right here. Global bombshell. UN says COVID restrictions and lockdowns are killing millions. Must stop. This is such a big deal. Now let's get into who's actually saying it. Here's the Gateway Pundit article. Someone tell the radical Democrats WHO backflips on lockdowns after global economy decimated and world's poor starving. World Health Organization is often praised by left-wing radicals and crazy Dr. Fauci. World Health Organization and pro-China outfit famously created a global panic by announcing the coronavirus had a mortality rate of 3.4% when it was hundreds of times lower. The World Health Organization recently backflipped on its horrific miscalculation and now admits the mortality rate of the coronavirus is slightly higher than the seasonal flu, which is really lower then. In this past week, after a global economy was decimated, the World Health Organization backflipped again and admitted the lockdowns are a horrible idea. Now, here's who actually said it. And I went and found his actual statements. I didn't just believe Gateway Pundit, who's a great source. I went and got it. Lockdowns are not the answer to stopping COVID-19. Yesterday, Dr. David Nabarro from the World Health Organization told world leaders to stop using lockdowns as their primary method to control the spread of the virus. And they go on to say that it's causing a breakdown and collapse of civilization and that using it as your primary control method is not good and it should stop. Lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer, he said, and then they starve to death. Okay? So even people in the UN are coming out and saying this is wrong. But, of course, those that control the UN above it, Bill Gates, the big robber baron foundations, the Rockefellers that created the United Nations. They know exactly what they are doing. They create the global crisis. They bring in the cashless society. They bring in the surveillance system. They create a phobia of common colds and the flu. They bring in a work-from-home system to make humans obsolete, teach you that you're non-essential. They are then able to roll out their entire cashless society, and it goes on and on from there. Then once the third world starts collapsing because of the supply chain breakdown, the first world goes into deep debt. The third world starts starving to death. They will then flood their borders to the West, and the UN will then organize them as a political weapon system to override and swamp the first world. And then the UN controls everyone through debt, through poverty, and through medical tyranny and the AI surveillance grids. That is the admitted plan. And it's now come out that that is the admitted plan. And so we have the battle plan of this entire system now in our hands, and we even have the UN head of the WHO vaccine program saying, we don't do testing, it's hurting people, the doctors don't think it's good, vaccines are killing people, they're maiming them, the cover-up can't continue. That's December 2nd, 2019. Only 10, 11 months ago. And now you've got this. With the UN head envoy over COVID-19 response coming out and saying that this is killing way more than it's helping, it's destroying infrastructure, it's destroying economies, it's causing mass starvation, it's destroying poor people, and it's got to stop. You can't kill a million people to save 5,000. But again, wearing the mask, having lockdowns, it doesn't protect you anyways. The studies show it makes it worse. But it was all cooked up to create phobias of going outside so we can all be locked up in our houses and be under rolling martial law and rolling house arrest. And that's all any of this has ever been. Here's another article. World Bank, COVID-19 lockdowns will push as many as 150 million people into extreme poverty by 2021. The UN goes on to say 280 million people are on the edge of starvation. It was 135 million. 2 million have already starved to death. The full video is at band.video and inside these articles. Learn how the great COVID-19 pandemic of 9/11 starved millions to death. Again, learn how the great COVID-19 panic of 9. I don't understand that headline right there. Because I wrote that over the phone earlier today. Learn how the great COVID-19 panic of 9/11. It's 2020. That's bizarre. Anyways, we'll work on that. We're live on air here. We'll figure it all out. I'm the one writing most of this. I'm the one doing most of it. I guess I must have put the wrong thing in there. I'm so crazy working so much, doing all this all the time. I'll tell you, I'm pretty much punch drunk right now. I mean, you know, this is just getting more and more insane by the minute. I'll just keep fighting as hard as I can. WHO Director General Special Envoys on COVID-19 Preparedness and Response. That's David Nabarro that came out and said all of this. When we come back, I'm going to go over this in more detail and lay it all out for you because it's beyond critical. But you go out and you talk to your average leftist out there, they laugh at you. They think it's funny. They think it's a giant sickening joke, and they totally, absolutely flip you off and enjoy it. You go, hey, the UN is starving everybody to death. This is killing hundreds of times what COVID does. Please. And they just go, F you, Alex Jones. F you, Nazi. And it's literally killing brown people mainly. It's totally sick. It's totally evil. And the chickens will come home to roost with us. I've got so much more to cover on the other side of this quick break. Please stay with us.
We're coming up in a few months on 14 years that My Patriot Supply has been our big food sponsor. In the past, I had a bunch of different sponsors. They'd be good for a while, then they'd become unreliable. And I just operate off listener reviews and what I personally buy, what I like. And they're the best. For the price you pay, no one can come even close to the quality of this food. A lot of it tastes gourmet. The rest of it tastes, you know, pretty good, okay. That compared to competition, stuff that costs the same amount, it all tastes like crap. So, and that's what you see in the reviews. That's what you see from the listeners. Now, they can't go lower ever than the prices at InfoWarsStore.com because of other distributors. But they have decided, this is very, very rare, to give us an even better deal at PrepareWithAlex.com, where you can get $600 off your supply, $300 off 6 months, $160 off 3 months, and a bunch of other specials as well. But it's only for a limited time. It ends in 3 days at PrepareWithAlex.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life."
All right, folks, we are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. What I'm going to do is, next hour, I'm going to get back into the just huge news that the UN admits the lockdown has already killed millions, it's going to kill tens of millions more, and needs to stop. That's the head envoy over the COVID operations from the UN to the nation states. Now, are they covering their ass for the global depression they started and the mass death? Probably. But regardless, it vindicates what we already knew. We've got the footage of myself and Owen Schroyer going downtown and having about half the people flip us off and say burn in hell when we pointed out the COVID lockdowns are killing the third world. The other half of folks cheered us on and said, you're right. And there was a big rally also that we attended downtown to end the lockdown. That video is all at band.video. That's coming up. But let's talk about the civil war that the deep state and others are trying to trigger in this country. When one of the Patriot Prayer Group folks a month ago got executed in Portland, Oregon, the media tried to cover that up. And when a man yesterday got executed at another Patriot Prayer Group free speech rally in Denver, the media tried to spin it again. They also tried to say the people that tried to kidnap the governor, Whitmer, who the Supreme Court had just ruled is a tyrant, and she had to end her lockdown measures. She doesn't care. She says she's not stopping. Well, as soon as she got in trouble and as soon as it came out that she was a dictator, basically, what she was doing was illegal, oh, they learned about 13 people that were trying to kill her. We're trying to kidnap her. They were talking about both, reportedly. We learned they're Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Could have known that from their videos with that type of paraphernalia on their walls, but that's now come out that they attended Black Lives Matter events and were anarchist and were attached to Antifa. But the mainstream media is trying and fighting to cover that up. Meanwhile, left-wing security guard charged with first-degree murder in Denver shooting of Trump supporter. We've got his name, all the details up on Infowars.com. Identified as Matthew Doloff, a big leftist who bragged about how he was going to deal with Trump supporters. The Trump supporter shot by leftist local news bodyguard in Denver has been identified. That's right. He was a bodyguard for Channel 9 News who executed this guy. The Trump supporters was shot by local news bodyguard in Denver on Saturday has been identified as veteran and cowboy hat designer Lee Kletner. So we're going to be covering more of that. Here's a screenshot. Denver local news bodyguard who killed Trump supporter bragged about harassing and confronting conservatives in the past. And now he executed one in broad daylight after the Patriot got attacked, shot some of his bear spray when he was punched in the face. So he was executed. Let's go ahead and roll John Bounds' report dealing with this. It's very powerful. The media now is executing American citizens. And then we're going to come back and play the raw footage of the execution on the other side. But here is the John Bound report.
All the left needs is a Hitler, Mussolini, Pol Pot, Chairman Mao-style leader to rally them to a full-blown revolutionary violent overthrow of the United States. That voice will likely arise from the crumbling ESPN ranks that psychopaths like Keith Olbermann graduate from, jockeying for position with their political theater.
The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it.
Spewing totalitarian nonsense that sounds vaguely familiar.
Adolf Hitler's first written comments calling for the annihilation of Jews, and it's signed by Hitler himself. The letter was penned decades before the Holocaust in 1919, when Hitler was a German soldier. But it reveals his early hatred of Jewish people. In one section, he writes that Jews should be denied rights, with the final aim being the uncompromising removal of Jews altogether.
And the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it. The fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage.
It is purely un-American hysterical disinformation that continues to fuel what transpired at a Denver, Colorado communist soup drive for the homeless, a drive that should have been appropriately titled a Hurl Soup Cans at Concerned Americans and Defunded Police Event.
A lot of those guys were from UAGS, United American Defense Force.
the other side, the Communist Party, started attacking the cops probably within, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
20 minutes. I saw soup cans. I was up there speaking. Soup cans were flying at the cops. Again, they said they're doing a soup drive for the homeless. No, they weren't.
And as a BLM mental patient hurled threats and insults at patriots.
Makes me blue. Look up to me and makes me
And as a patriot appeared to defend himself with pepper spray after the gun had been drawn, that patriot was shot point blank in the head. The BLM instigator celebrated as he left the scene, only to be detained shortly thereafter. The instigator had deceptively been wearing a Black Guns Matter shirt and appears to be the same agitator from a Bernie Sanders rally. Surprisingly, the shot was not fired by a left-wing radical Antifa BLM supporter. A patriot was reportedly murdered in cold blood by the bodyguard of a Denver 9 News producer. Just so we're clear on this, America, patriotic Americans aren't merely being shot in cold blood by Marxists that are supported by the Democratic Party and the Democratic candidates running for the highest office in the land.
Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia.
They're not going to stop. And everyone beware, because they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop before election day in November, and they're not going to stop after election day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not.
The liberal 9 News Denver media has now become the center of an investigation where the life of an American citizen was snuffed out in broad daylight by the tyranny of a Mockingbird media goon.
On the other side, the Denver Communist Party, along with self-described Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Well, they call it a patriot muster, but that's, you know, they use patriot instead of saying racist, or patriot instead of saying nationalist, so... You know, we see through that.
The security guard contracted by 9 News through the company Pinkerton got into an altercation with another man.
There was a verbal altercation that transpired. Firearm was discharged. Individual was shot and later pronounced deceased.
It has been a practice by 9 News to hire private security guards as our crews have been covering protests over the last several months in Denver. Denver police say no one else was arrested at the rallies.
The bodies of people, groups of people whom nobody elected, never, as a matter of fact, most of the people don't like them at all, and yet they exist. One of such group is media. Who elected them? How come they have so much power, almost monopolistic power on your mind? They can rape your mind. But who elected them? How come they have a nerve to decide what is good and what is bad for the elected by you, president, and his administration? Who the hell are they?
John Baum reporting.
That report is extremely powerful. It's on band.video and infowars.com. I suggest you share it. Execution by liberal media in Denver. Now the leftist media is actually executing patriots in the street beyond Antifa. They are at war with us. And we're going to come back, get into all the big campaign news, and China threatening to attack the United States. It's all coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There has never, in my 26 years on air, been a more critical or important time to be self-sufficient. And listen, I don't sell firearms, I don't sell ammunition. That is one of the most important things you can have, along with a good relationship with God during times like this. But what I can help you with is high-quality storable food, high-quality water filtration, all at one place. Now, you always get the very best deals from my Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com. We are their biggest distributor. But because of how crazy things are, they have agreed to give us a deal no one else has been able to get. So this is the lowest price.
price, on the lowest price, highest quality storable food you're going to find at preparewithalex.com. Now, they've sent it out just 3 days, this upcoming Monday. We're only 20-something days out from the election, and it's about a week or so to be able to ship it to you. They've got the food on hand, but they cannot guarantee this one-week ship rate in the next month or so. Things are so crazy, and food prices are going up, so take action now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank God for the Renegades. Free today.
From Nazareth he came with ragtag band to bring a revolution.
Some would make him king.
Some would make him king.
Others couldn't stand for that.
Others couldn't stand for that.
The cross was a solution.
Was a solution.
It is October 11th, 2020. On this Sunday worldwide transmission. And I'm very, very blessed to be here with you today and very thankful for you, the viewers and listeners, for being the InfoWar and keeping us on air. Thank God for you, the renegades against this global tyranny, renegades against literally the satanic plan of the New World Order. Okay, I've got incredible stuff with the campaign. I can fill the 2 hours very easily. You've got 2 hours coming up, what we call Sunday Night Live with Owen Schroyer. Only 6 minutes of ads an hour for local stations, so that's coming up. I'm sure whatever I don't get to, he'll get to and more. But you got Biden up there saying just incredible stuff. I mean, you thought it was crazy. He said 200 million Americans died of COVID. Wait till you hear what he said next. But video tells a billion words. This is a video up on InfoWars.com. Biden-Harris kickoff buster in Arizona. Not a single person shows up. And this happens everywhere they go. And then Trump shows campaign videos showing no one's there, and Facebook bans them saying they're misleading. We've sent people out to cover Democrat events with Joe Biden. No one's there. We're talking 50 people in San Antonio. So when he takes questions, one of our listeners gets the first one in. Then the fourth question's one of our people. I mean, he's a joke. That's why he's hiding and not campaigning, because no one is showing up, which is indicative of what a paper tiger and what a fraud this is. So here's part of the Fox News piece out of Arizona.
Really not much to see. I'll step out of the way, but it's kind of boring out here. So it's not your typical presidential campaign event. We don't see people rallying outside. We don't see signs or really much of what's going on. And I'm told by one of the Biden staffers, local staffers, is that they kind of kept the details about the visit as far as the timing and the exact locations. And pretty much all the people that we saw enter into the parking lot about 45 minutes ago were with the Biden-Harris campaign and the pool reporter. So you would expect to see, I mean, this is a pretty big event for the two of them to be campaigning together for the first time since the Democratic National Convention here in Arizona. We've established, our state has established itself as a battleground state. And so this is technically a big event, but not a lot of fanfare. So we're getting information about what's going on.
Okay, so that's enough. The full video is on Infowars.com. I suggest you share the article, okay, if you want to expose them. Because here's the deal. You think, oh, well, we'll beat them easily. Oh, no. Oh, no, because they're going to contest the election, and they're going to call the United Nations in. They're going to have all the blue state governors secede, according to John Podesta. Look at these headlines. Fake poll alert. Proof Biden's not winning. Town hall breaks it all down. How Trump's really winning with the real poll numbers. Sure, just like 4 years ago. Powered by trust. ABC News. Oh, yes. Powered by trust. ABC News ought to change their slogan to that. Powered by trust of the pandemic. Biden leads by 12 points. Really, Hillary was leading by like 35 points. Taliban slammed CBS fake news, refutes claim they endorsed Trump. Just made up. Biden says chicanery at polls is the only way he can lose the U.S. election. Joe Biden, there's a video, but cue it up. Babbling about Supreme Court proves he knows nothing about the Constitution. He says that Trump's packing the court and it's unconstitutional. No, the Democrats adding four more justices to 13, or I guess like Venezuela, like packed their court of like 47 people last time I checked. That's how communists do it. Yeah, so go ahead and roll Biden lying. Here it is.
Court
package
before they cast their votes. Why wait until after the election?
Only court package going on right now. Going on with Republicans packing the court now.
Oh, stop this. Stop it again. Why am I covering the fact that they have a transcript you can barely understand of him saying it's unconstitutional, Trump's packing the court right now, which isn't true? He literally has the virtue signal on a tarmac in the sunshine with high wind. If he had a deadly disease, you couldn't get it, much less COVID. It's like a common cold. Just Bill Gates patented and owns it. With Fauci, literally, look it up. At Wuhan. Even Newsweek reported on that. So I love
her. I'm Bane, Batman. Oh, Batman's not afraid of the dark. I live in the dark.
I mean, it's all a clown show. This is the traitors, the Chi-Coms, and the globalist guy. Sorry, start it over. Let's just see if we can understand any of it.
Before they cast their votes, why wait until after the election?
Court package going on right now. Going on with Republicans attacking the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We need to focus on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only package going on is this court being attacked now by the Republicans after the vote has already begun. I'm going to stay focused on it so we don't take the eyes off the ball.
I mean, this is clown world. But it's like, oh, he's winning because he wears the mask. He's a hero. He's a subservient idiot of the Chi-Coms that with Bill Gates started the hysteria, exaggerated the death toll 100-fold, and then did all this. Meanwhile, even Jake Tapper shreds the Biden campaign, saying that no, it's not unconstitutional for them to do what they're doing. All right, now let's talk about what's really going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about what's really going on right here with a delicious overhead shot right here. Because that's what's really unfolding. Get ready to resist the Trump coup. Get ready to resist the Trump coup attempt. That's the Star Tribune. How we should defend against an impending Trump coup attempt. Common dreams. The Trump campaign is reportedly plotting an election coup to bypass the Biden win. Vanity Fair. 10 things you need to know to stop a coup. Here's one of the New York Times. There will be no Trump coup. And they go on to say, we have the military and everybody, we're going to remove him. So they admit a coup in this article. Meanwhile, they attacked Stuart Rhodes for in September 30th saying there's a coup plot against the president in Atlantic Monthly. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal actually wrote a big in-depth report called An American Coup Attempt and shows where they ran the attempted coup during the campaign, when he was president-elect, after and ever since then. It actually gives real concrete examples of them trying the coup, calling it a coup on TV to give confidence to the coup supporters. And then, of course, you've got, we'll play the clip in a moment, of good old sports commentator they brought back out of retirement, Keith Olbermann, to say that all of Trump's supporters seem to be rounded up as well. So they're saying we've got a coup plot, but they can't get anybody at their rallies. Nobody shows up. They're mailing all these fake ballots to screw the election up so they can just dispute it. They know they're losers. These are the traitors that sold out to foreign powers. These are the enemy. So he says we're the enemy. My God, we've got Channel 9 gunning an unarmed man down in Denver for Antifa, charged with murder today. We got Antifa, BLM, and the media killing us. We got Keith Olbermann saying they're going to wipe us out and then wondering why people go out and do it. Here's what Keith Olbermann had to say.
Trump can be and must be expunged. The hate he has triggered, the Pandora's box he has opened, they will not be so easily destroyed. So let us brace ourselves. The task is twofold. The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it and to rebuild
the world. Did you hear that? We need to be convicted. And they've got grand juries open on everybody, thousands of Trump supporters. They've got them open, literally just salivating for the Biden win to just arrest us the minute it happens. Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.